The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The scene is the same in almost any town you go to, children playing in a park or playground while parents keep watch nearby. But if you look closer, you may spot a change in the arrangement. Fathers are getting older, and for an increasing few, it's their second time around. News Talk Sarah Madden reports on Ireland's second-time dads.
Lifespans are longer, divorce is legal, and Irish men are having second families more than ever before. So how are these men doing it differently on Parenting Round 2? And what are the do's and don'ts of the second-time dad?
Often, you know, in my own kind of consultations or in my corporate work, I'd often find dads where they are co-parenting, and like that, they're starting a new family. They have concerns about how to support their children from that previous relationship and managing that dynamic.
Aoife Lee is a parent coach at parentsupport.ie. And she says the latest CSO stats on registered births shows Irish men are becoming dads later in life.
And it goes right the way up to mid-30s, we're at 14,500 dads. And then what's quite surprising is, you know, the ages 35 to 39, there's a considerable number of nearly 19,000 dads, as well as the 40 to 49 age bracket, where it's, you know, nearly 13,000 dads. And 50 years and over, we're nearly 840. So it's quite significant in the numbers that have been marked in the last couple of years. And it's safe to say that these numbers are really reflecting society today.
We don't know how many of these fathers are on Parenthood Round 2, but with divorce figures steadily rising, it's a number that's likely to grow. Or is it?
The thing that we always assumed was that men don't get affected by age. And we were finding in all recent research that that's absolutely not the case.
Laura Hackett is a fertility nurse specialist with a loyal following as The Fertility Hack on Instagram.
So when it comes to male fertility, you will see declines just as you will in like the female hormone system. They happen around 50, where you'll see less testosterone, less cells that produce testosterone functioning inside the actual testicle. So you have like a reduction in quality, count, volume, motility. So actually, men that are over 50 in a huge research study were found to take over a year to conceive compared to their, say, 20, 30-year-old peers. For years, we've heard of the risks for female fertility and female age. Now we're seeing a lot of research, particularly one done in Denmark, with it's a long-ranging study, 2 million participants, and they found that there are these implications: higher risk of stillborn, less likely to conceive, higher risk of miscarriage, different genetic changes or epigenetic changes within the offspring born of men who do conceive over 50. So look, it's not saying it's going to happen. It's about understanding that you are taking on risks as a male or female in advanced age that maybe we didn't realise before.
Though not without risks, Aoife Lee says there are many advantages to becoming a father again later in life.
Emotionally, dads might be more aware and tuned in when it comes to both supporting themselves and their own mental health, as well as their partners and supporting them emotionally too. Maybe feeling more financially secure. It certainly can take the stress out of those financial kind of stress points that often couples can face. When maybe they were with their first family and where it was very busy and hectic and they weren't around as much, to starting a new family where they're that little bit older and there is a calmer presence and maybe more available. It's something to be conscious of, that you might find the older sibling from previous relationships are seeing that, and maybe that it's okay to acknowledge that with the older kids too. You know, it's safe to be said, having kids, it's exhausting, without a doubt. But at the same time, for the older dad, it can create a new lease of life for them, a newfound energy. They might find they're experiencing more calm and a little bit more patience, and maybe a motivation to feel well and fit.
Patience seems to be the virtue of the second time dad. At least that's the case for Labour Party TD for Dublin Bay North, Eoin O'Riordan.
I think I'm older and a bit calmer now. I was a teacher in my 20s and 30s. And maybe I was a little bit strict or firm, or maybe didn't enjoy, you know, the humour that children have enough, or maybe it was a little bit too interventionist, you know what I mean? They're in their little kind of quirks and stuff. And now when you're older, I think you just enjoy children for what they are, and you have a bit more life experience, and you realise that some things just really aren't as important as maybe you thought they were. I think it kind of sucks out your inner child as well.
Following a divorce from his first wife, Eoin welcomed a second daughter called Sive earlier this year. His elder daughter, Anna, is now 6.
She did ask me, like, who do you love more, me or Sive? And I said, well, who do you love more, your mammy or your daddy? And she said, my mammy, of course. So, I think she is older in a way that she can be sort of the older sibling in a caring role rather than somebody who's maybe in competition for whatever. You know what I mean? They're going to be into different things. They're going to be enjoy different toys, enjoy different experiences. But it plays in my mind a little bit that I'm older, that she'll have somebody who could, they'll each have somebody who that they can look out for each other, if you like. You know what I mean? They'll have somebody that they can depend on in later life when I'm not around.
The age gap between Eoin's daughters puts them in the same generation. But it's a different story for Michael Burns, a 63-year-old father of 5 based in Cork.
So now you have a granddaughter and a grandson who is older than Seán and Wainne. That can be strange at times, especially when they were smaller. We're running about the back garden and half would be calling me dad and half would be calling me granddad. And then, yeah, they can be really confusing at times.
Becoming a father in his 20s and then again in his 40s was a profoundly different experience for Michael.
The first time, I wouldn't say I couldn't cope. I coped, but I just don't think I was prepared for it. I wasn't prepared for it, actually. I was much more prepared for it the second time. And that's probably because when you're older and if you look back, you can see not where you went wrong, but where you could have did things differently. And I suppose I had that to look back on as well. Like, you know, I would do things a wee bit different than I did the first time, that I would have thought would have been better for the kids.
Michael has no regrets about becoming a father for the second time, but he says the experience isn't without challenges.
Just playing around the garden, you know, and doing things with them. I'm not as fit as I was 30 years ago, you know. And I do feel much older if I'm standing at school gate or going to parent meetings and that sort of thing for the kids. And also there's an element in the back of my mind that I don't want to embarrass them either. Do you know, is that your daddy or your granddad? You know, I know that I'm not going to be around for as long for Seán and Anya as I have been for, and I will be for, George, Michael and Kerry. Do you know, I'm 63 now, God touch wood, I'll live for another 20 years. But it's like 20 odd years less my second kids will have me. There's that aspect as well.
It's something Patrick Conway in New Ross, County Wexford, has experienced himself firsthand.
By losing your parent at an earlier age, that kind of works in tandem with kind of losing your grandparents at an earlier age as well. So everything is kind of a little bit more rushed in your early years in certain ways.
Patrick's mother and father were 40 and 50 respectively when they had him in the 1980s. An oddity at the time, he says it's not a scenario he would change.
I think in certain ways they were much more rounded individuals. Both of them would have travelled extensively throughout Europe and further afield. And within that, I suppose, you have a greater kind of an understanding of how the world actually works. And maybe they were just a little bit more confident in themselves, you know, with a loving family and, you know, there were great parents, that I don't think age should really be an obstacle to anybody. Having kids at any age, I think, you know, it's probably a good thing for everyone.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.